Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936, looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. Just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, do you prefer frozen custard or ice cream? 918-336-1400. Go to BarnesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or you can go to our Facebook page, K1KYFM-KRIG-KPGM Facebook page, and cast your vote there. The poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Wide open lines. Call while you can get in. And I'm here till 9:30.
Join us weekday mornings for one-on-one with a professional on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45. For all your entertainment info. On the second and third Wednesday of the month at 9:30, Sean Allier with Christian Practices will be in. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank comes in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with the Dunges family of autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:30, join Legislators for Capital Calls presented by Phillips 66. And at 9:45, join us for Bruin Buzz with Bartlesville AD Thad Dilbeck. Keep informed with one-on-one with a professional exclusively on K1.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Jesus proved his love by laying down his life for the world and then rising from the dead. So now he's the quintessential example of love. If you want to encounter a love that's supernatural, you can come directly to the source of it, Jesus Christ. And if you're looking for a place to experience that love in community, check us out. Our services are Sundays at 9:30 and 11 or streaming online at gccbartlesville.org.
And you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Our time now, 9:15, here till 9:30. With that, I'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I can think of many acts of mundane, everyday generosity in this Easter story. Think of the ministry of the women who went to the tomb to prepare Jesus' body for burial. They no doubt had busy schedules, and the oils and perfumes they prepared to use were quite costly. They gave of their own time, their own resources. Lent is a time to give to others. This week is a great time to meet a need for someone in your life. Be generous and point people to Christ. I'm Jim Dunn, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Thank you for coming along this journey with me to refocus on Christ this Lenten season and beyond. Download our Lenten devotional by going to the website okwu.edu/Lent.
And Welcome back to Consumer Calls. I am looking for my caller today at 918-336-1400 and our toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And, of course, we'll always talk about community events that are in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. And no business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:18.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Hey, Frederick, it looks like you've been working out.
You're right, I have been working out. I've been preparing for the Bartlesville K-Life Run Neville 10K race.
Oh, sweet. How do I get involved?
You can get involved by going to BartlesvilleKLife.com. On that website, there's a link to the run website.
Does it cost?
It's $35 before March 8th and $40 after March 8th. And that price includes medals and t-shirts.
Oh, cool. I want a medal and a cool K-Life t-shirt. Are there any other details I need to know?
Yes, you could go to Bartlesville K-Life Facebook page or the Run Facebook page, or call 407-683-1337.
Sweet. See you there.
And it's time now to take a check of our weather.
Sunshine again today before a few clouds at midday and then turning cloudy late this evening as a storm system nears the area. Highs before this arrives near 70 today. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. The fire spread rate also increasing due to relatively low humidity. Late tonight and early tomorrow, scattered showers, a few rumbles of thunder. Tomorrow morning's temperatures, upper 40s. Highs tomorrow, the lower to mid-50s, and a gusting north wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, I'm showing 54 degrees out with sunny skies, and looking for that high of 72 with a low of 45 this evening. And then tomorrow, rain, possibly 60% chance with a high of 57, low of 34. And seeing no phone calls, let's go to our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then after that, our Doggone Report.
Ignoring what is, looking at what may be. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. When it comes to oil prices and supplies, traders decided to ignore what is on Wednesday and bet on what might be, ignoring a sharp rise in the latest weekly report from the Energy Information Administration on U.S. crude inventories, and instead focusing on gossip that OPEC Plus might stick with its current production cuts at least for another month. An OPEC Plus advisory meeting met Wednesday but didn't make any recommendations, and it's still not at all clear whether Saudi Arabia will drop its 1 million barrel a day production cut. But many analysts still think Russia and other members of the OPEC Plus consortium won't be able to resist prices hovering around the $60 a barrel level and will push to increase production. Meanwhile, the EIA's U.S. crude and fuel inventory report showed a 21.6 million barrel jump in crude supplies, many times higher than what was expected, and that included a 500,000 barrel spike at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, showing that U.S. oil production made a bit of a comeback last week. Inventories of gasoline and distillates, such as diesel and heating oil, both showed bigger than expected declines. In spite of the higher crude supplies, the NYMEX April crude contract climbed 2.6% on Wednesday to $61.28 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas closed off 0.8% on Wednesday with the NYMEX April contract at $2.81 a million BTUs. January wasn't a good month for Oklahoma's bank account, partly because of the slump in the oil and gas industry. State Treasurer Randy McDaniel says gross receipts dropped by almost 6% compared to a year earlier, and collections from the gross production tax on crude and natural gas fell almost 35% in January. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesboroRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Tacos Pachinas. Think about it. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
Hey friends, we have great news. The K1 Cooking Extravaganza is back for another great show at the Bartlesville Community Center Tuesday, April 20. Join us as we welcome local celebrity chefs to the stage demonstrating their favorite recipes. Returning to the stage is Chef Sharon Hirsch from Crossing Second, David Varner from Green Country Village, and we always enjoy the witty antics of Chef Jamie Dang. Tickets will go on sale at the Bartlesville Community Center box office March 15. Community Hall will feature local businesses with vendor booth browsing from 3 to 6:30. Showtime is 6:30 on the big stage. If you would like to know more how your business could be a part of this great event, call me, Mary Jane Meshekeshe, at 918-336-1001. It's the 2021 K1 Cooking Extravaganza, Tuesday, April 20.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. You can submit your information, fill out a form, answer questions. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go right to us directly, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information, attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have a found male dog. I'm assuming it's a male. They never told me. But no collar, tan and black, long-haired chihuahua, possibly an older dog, weighs about 4 or 5 pounds, is really small. Found on Southeast Morningside, north of the hospital. 918-331-6010 is the number to call if that is your dog. And like I said, for a complete listing, You can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the community tab, then click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we have there. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, by all means, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the submit tab, and there's a form you fill out, answer questions, and then at the end, you can upload a picture if you'd like. And once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go right to us, and we take care of what we need to. And just so you know, it's a free service. Now, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your lost or found dog or cat information or whatever animal you have. And I'll get to it as fast as I can. You can also attach a picture, and I'll get it all uploaded to you for you to our website and to our report. And that's our doggone report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And we're back with more of Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I have a Craftsman ready lawnmower, 38 inch cut, and take 250 for it. It's not running right now. It's something in the carburetor. Probably need to clean a little bit.
Okay. And your phone number?
918-327-1895.
All right. We have it down. We appreciate it. Thank you. And that's going to do it for me today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Have a beautiful day.
King Solomon, as he was getting married, his fiance told him that, listen, you need to catch the little foxes that'll come into our vineyard of love and destroy.